The apple industry. New Zealand has ideal conditions for growing apples. Scientific research and technology have also helped apple growers to grow high-quality apples. Early days. Apples have been grown in New Zealand since Europeans first settled in the country. The missionary Samuel Marsden introduced the first apple trees in 1819. Pipfruit growers were quick to realise the export potential. The first export apples were sent from Christchurch to Chile in 1888. Exports to the UK began in the 1890s. The term pipfruit refers to apples and pears because of the small hard seeds, pips, in the centre of the fruit. New Zealand's unique climate and versatile soils make us one of the best countries in the world for growing apples. We have cool winters, winter chilling, warm springtime, good sunshine hours, little rain, dry during the growing season. Warm summers allow the fruit to ripen well. Dry summers mean the fruit isn't as prone to disease as in other apple growing countries. Cold winters give the trees a period of dormancy, which allows the trees to build up energy. This dormancy gives higher yields of crisp apples. New Zealand's key apple growing regions are Hawke's Bay, Nelson, and Central Otago. All apple varieties will grow in these regions. Each region has different conditions which are best suited to certain apple varieties, including Royal Gala, Pacific Rose Envy, and Fuji varieties grow well in Hawke's Bay's cold frosty winters and long hot summers. Braeburn and Jazz apples flourish in sunny Nelson. Royal Gala also grow well in central Otago with the help of irrigation. Crisp frosty mornings in winter and hot dry summers create sweet, crisp apples. Water. While climate is important for good apple growing, water and soil are also important. New Zealand has reliable water resources to irrigate orchards. In spring, growers can also use sprinklers to fight frosts. Soil. New Zealand also has good soils. Drainage in some areas has helped improve soils further. Apples grow best on well-drained soils. Orchards need fertile soils as each crop takes up a lot of nutrients. Biological control is the idea that a pest or weed can be controlled by its natural enemy. People have tried to introduce these natural enemies in the past, but have not always been successful. By the 1880s, hordes of insect pests were infesting orchards and crops. Biological control was first tried against a scale insect, which was ravaging citrus trees. An orchardist tried importing parasitic flies to control it, but they did not survive. But in 1888, a self-introduced Australian ladybird species arrived. This ladybird proved so effective at hunting down the pest that it has not been a problem since. In 1921, a parasitic wasp was introduced to control woolly apple aphid, a pest of apple trees. Today, this wasp is the main control method for this aphid pest. Scientists have developed many methods to control pests. You will find out more about these methods during the field trip.